Hello everybody. Oh, lass mich wohl das, ne? Husch.
Okay. I'm so sad. What was I going to talk about? I think I'm getting this dye.
Oh, something's going on with my eye. Something like that. Because I can feel my eye doing something. Anyway, I don't know where headphones are. Of the wireless, and yeah, and then I also don't know where I don't remember last office. I just meant to say I haven't bothered using my laptop. I haven't used my laptop at all this week. Well, except for once. Was it twice? Once it was once. I haven't used it except for once. I don't know that one time that I was on it. What did I do on it? That one time I was on it. I don't have a clue, but I was only for one. Oh, I think I was watching YouTube. Anyway, it's Saturday, and I want to try and get this out on Sunday. And so I have like a date to record the podcast. So I already know this isn't going to happen because I'm most likely in the phone to Sophie. I am meant to go back into school on Tuesday because Monday's a day off. So. But I'm going back in on Wednesday because obviously I have my appointment, so, you know, it's tired me. It's been like, how long has it been since I last posted on here? Like a week or something? 2 weeks? I'm really behind on social media. Like, except for TikTok. It's the only app I've been on. And I've been watching a few videos on YouTube. But yeah. I'm, like, really behind on social media. Like, I haven't been posting on YouTube. The last time I posted on YouTube was 8 days ago. It wasn't, like, a vlog or anything. It was literally a lyric video to Slow Hands by Niall Horan. And, yeah, I love that song, you know. I love his new song, because Heaven. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. I'm absolutely obsessed with it. Like, I love it so much. I've been obsessed with it since I found out it was going to come out on February 17th, and I've been listening to it a lot. Anyway, yeah, so I haven't posted on YouTube in, like, what, 8 days? I posted, like, three little edit things on TikTok, if that little one just went up then. And then, I've mostly been on Snapchat or FaceTime because, like, FaceTime on Snapchat, by the way. I don't know, just sit on Snapchat and just text people all day. I can sit on FaceTime with Sophie. But yeah. The reason I'm really behind on social media is because, especially YouTube, is because my TikTok was banned, right? Like, last Sunday, it was banned. I was in the hospital for my sister because she had to go in the hospital for something. And yeah, she's okay. She's in hospital again now. She's in a different hospital now. But she's stayed in for the past 2 nights. So that's nice. Remy? The dog's barking. Oh, it just fell. Wait, someone's knocking on the window. Hold on, Emma. Be right back. I'm just going to go on the ring. What the fuck? Someone's tapped on the window and it can't be outside in the front, can it? Because the ring hasn't went off. I can hear that. I can genuinely hear that. What the hell? It's not... Wait, I'm going to go to my sister's room. I'm going to take yours with me. That is mad. Someone's knocking on windows. It stopped. Hold on. I'm going into my sister's room because the room's at the back. Not just see if someone's knocking on me at the back windows. No? I can't tell if they're still going or if it's just music now. Because if I think about it, the only door that's open downstairs is the kitchen. So, if I go downstairs, you can only see me from the kitchen. Remy, what is it, babes? leaning over the banister. What is it? Cookie! Cookie! Okay! Cookie! What is it? Cookie! Don't you try and jump into the mid-air, because you're looking really... What are you... Hey! What the fuck? Someone actually is knocking on the window. What window is it? I don't know if it's going around the back way, because there's a window in the dining room as well. Oh, that gateway entrance. This has to lean on it, please. We're gonna go and see what it is. Okay. Me and you and you and me. Come on, Remy. I meant me and you as in the podcast, by the way. Me and the podcast, but Remy can come too. What the hell? I've just heard. Look, I could vividly. Like, I weren't making it out. I thought that was a person, then I thought the bag on the floor was a fucking person. That's how good I am. I should be a detective. I'd be like, oh my god, a bag. It's a person. Nah, because it was like this way. I make a noise and I put my phone next to the window so I can make the noise. It was like this. With the blind also there, so. It was like that. I could hear that. So that's just me saying that I'm either going insane, but the dog was barking at it. So what could it be? If the dog's barking at it, it's real. Like, literally. Shh. I hear it. They're going 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. It's still in the room. It's either the living room or I'm imagining it. Remy, are you hearing that? I've just said 1, 2, 3 and then a break and then 1, 2, 3. Hey, babes. The hell, I can hear it again. Is there someone in the entry? Someone could be in the entry knocking on the wall. And I'm hearing that. The dog gets some of the wall as well. But and it looks a bit scruffy now. It's white and cream and brown and more brown. Like a darker brown because it's just the actual wall behind it. I mean, what are you doing on the floor? Why are you licking the floor? Why are you eating off the floor? There's nothing there. I'm actually vividly here. The not like sort of is no because that doesn't make noise. What about that? No, that's a wall. That's a wall. Believe it or not. What the hell? So it has to be a window, but what window? Who the hell? It can't be the upstairs window. It's kind of that someone's on like a little ladder going doom 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 doom. I thought someone's gonna be there, and I'm walking through my house going doom, like with a little face on and everything. Oh, tapping my finger on A. Oh, but the other rooms are full. It's got carpet cleaners in. You see steamers, another carpet cleaner, boxers, baby stuff, my little broke telly. We were trying to get under insurance, that would fix it, but you know, it didn't work. Come on, Remy. Stop eating the rug and come on. Get off the rug. Come on. Come get in your bed. Come get in your bed. I'm gonna move off this rug now to try and eat it. Come on! Get up! Come on! Remy? Come on! That's nice. I've worked it all night. I was that room. Did that at night. You shut the door and it went in dark and it wants to come with you. What the hell though? What have I just been hearing? I've just literally. I'm gonna check the back door lock because I don't think it is, you know. It is. That goes on me. I'm gonna go lock the front door. I'm gonna go lock the front door, thanks. Oh, fuck no. Pooed myself. Where's my key? Is my key in my coat? Probably. I'm using my sister's key. We all have keys in this house. Believe it or not, they all look the same. What the hell? Why is that? Why wouldn't that key saying? No, it did. I was gonna say, I think everyone's keys on the inside. Why did I say his key move faster than mine? What the hell? What the fuck? Yeah, that door's locked. Are you going to any bed now? Is there a chime plugged in? We're going to check the chime plugs in because I don't think my phone will go off if I'm recording the podcast. Is it? Yeah, what the hell? Right, so it must have been the back. This is why I need cameras. Never the dog was pure barking. If you couldn't hear it, the dog was pure barking. And then. Yeah. I'm worried if you guys remember Bonnie Night, Bonfire Night, right? There's literally still fireworks. Why did I say literally for that? There's fireworks in our back, like the sticks off them in my back garden. And our next door neighbours have like a little room at the back of the house. They've had that for like all my life. That's all I've seen in my life is that. But one's in the roof. Do you think that's going right the way through? I imagine. No. I was gonna say, I think that one time we've jet washed the roof from ours, but we haven't. They were jet washing it and we were all sitting down getting wet. Like we were sitting on the. We had outside furniture, which we won again for the summer. And they sprayed the roof and we were all getting, well, like, their little sunroof. And our shed, we have a fence right in between, obviously. But, like, our shed is close to that room and we're sitting in front of the shed. Because our shed and someone looks really nice, just saying. But they were spraying the stuff. And we were outside sitting on the couches and we were getting soaked. So we had to take all the cushions off the couch and bring them in. But, yeah. I feel like we should do that again, yeah. Actual, like, cushions that you put on your couch inside, put them outside. Because that would just look really nice. I can't even lie. Like, how nice would that look, guys? Guys, how nice would that look? I swear I bought that candle for my sister-in-law. Wedding bells. I'm in my sister's room. Because I was looking out the window. But I want to see what goodies she has. What are these? She has thingies. She has Smarties. I love these Smarties, you know. Do you reckon she'll mind if I ate them all? No, she's in hospital. She won't mind. She only remembered the other day. Oh my god, believe it or not. Actually, no, I don't know if I can say that, you know. But believe it or not. The hospitals, like, the, I don't know what hospitals actually should do this, but they want urine samples, obviously, and stool samples. A stool sample is poo sample. So, that's fun. Yeah, right now she's in the hospital. She's perfectly fine. She's got sort of, I don't know what it is. But she has, she's been told this is sort of, I know, kind of, like what she's told me. She has a cyst on her, what is it? Is it a uterus? No, it's not a uterus, is it? I don't know what the fuck she's told me this. She has a cyst on her somewhere. What is it? Oh, no. Is it did she say abdomen? What's an abdomen? I don't know what she said. What's the... I don't know if I have one. If I'm going to have to Google it. Right. But I don't know if men have them as well. So I can't even give you a hint on what it is so you can find those. But I don't know if men have them. Cyst on it. I don't know what she has. I'll find out. Hold on. I'm going to go Google cysts on things and I'm remembering that. Google it. Right. Hold on. It's a cyst on her ovary. That's what it is. Because I literally had to Google it. I Googled cyst on ovary. Because it was like a recommended search and I tapped on it. And then the top link was the hidden chest and I tapped on that to read about it when she told me. And it was purple. So I knew that it was that. So it's a cyst on an ovary. Do men have ovaries? Should we ask Siri? Please, hold on, get me off. Hold on, we're going to ask Siri. Right. Do men have...
Good afternoon.
Huh?
Good afternoon.
Do men have ovaries?
I found this on the web.
What's an ovary? Do we have ovaries? Right, so I have to go on Google for this result, but... I reckon that I'm just being really stupid. You know, I bet you, like, some people already know. And they're all telling me through the screen. They're all, like, whatever they're listening on. Like, Google or whatever. They're all like, no, men don't have them. Oh, so our ovaries are our testicles. Okay. So, that's nice to know. Yeah, but she has a cyst on her ovary. She's fine. It just... her ovary, her cyst is on one side and she has pains in the other side. So her cyst isn't like causing her pain. something on the other side of her is causing the pain. And what she made this joke, she was like, what if they flipped the camera? And then we're like, she had an ultrasound to find the cyst, right? And she went, what if they flipped it? Like, what if you flipped the screen so that the cyst is actually on the other side where it's pain, where she's got pain? And because she found it weird that her cyst was on the other side, that's where she's having pain. So I was like, I'm pregnancy. But she said she took a pregnancy test, and I said, you know, my response was, because I'm a wizard. I'm the most, definitely the most smartest person with a pregnancy test. She took it a week before she went to the hospital the first time, right? So, well, she went on Sunday, so a week before that, right? Maybe not exactly a week, but she said that it came back negative on the week, because I said, oh, I bet she's pregnant or something. It came back negative the week before, and she kept saying that to me, and I was like, yeah, but, like, your things double. Your levels double. So when you first took a pregnancy test, it could have doubled now, and you could be pregnant. Like, you, because the pregnancy test, it could, because she probably isn't, like, a cheap one, let's be honest. Like, if you don't think you're pregnant or anything, or, like, you know what I mean? Or like, you just want to check, you use a cheap one, and then if it says positive or something, you go out and buy a clear blue one or something, like the more expensive one, then you check them and you're like, oh yeah, make sure you're pregnant or whatever. But here's my thing, she said, oh, I'm not pregnant, so it was like all this, and I was like, yeah, but your levels could have doubled. Who knows, you could have, your level right now could be so much higher than what it was the first time, because you could be pregnant. Like, you could be right now pregnant. And yeah, she could be pregnant. She still could be pregnant, but, like, the ultrasound hasn't picked it up or something. I don't know. Maybe the baby's just really small or something, or maybe she's, like, I don't know. But, like, because when she said she had blood coming out in her way, I was like, she's pregnant, she's probably had a miscarriage or something. And, you know, because she'd probably been, like, really, like, if she knew she was pregnant, she's probably been really stressed, in case people found out, and the stress has been, like, getting to the baby, and the baby's, like, I don't know, I don't want to say it, I was, like, going to say, the baby's, like, I'm out of here, but I feel like that's really rude, so I'm not going to say that, even though, wait, I've just said it, so that's what I meant, you know what I mean. But, so yeah, please don't take offence if you have ever had a miscarriage. I don't know how miscarriages work, I don't know anything about miscarriages, I just know about pregnancy tests, really. Oh my god, I want to get a new Google. Is Google listening? I want to get one with a screen. You know, the Google Nest Hub thing? I want to get one with a screen and put it on my bedside table. And then the one with my old Google is going to go either on the landing or downstairs. I think more downstairs. I don't reckon upstairs. Because then when I'm talking to my Google, it'll pick me up and stuff. But the, actually, like, the Google I have in grey, well, that one's grey. That one's grey on top of them white on the bottom. I want one that's grey on the bottom, like, a dark on the top. Because my room's grey. So, you know what I mean? I wanted to match my room more. And me, like, all my furniture in here is dark grey, my walls are light grey. So, you know what I mean? Dark grey and then, like, a lighter grey on the bottom. But yeah, also, I think Google's a break, you know, because I want to keep that one. If I get a new one, I'm keeping that one. Like, even if I don't use it, I'll keep it. Or even if it doesn't go downstairs, or even if, you know, whatever, I'll keep it. Because that Google, I love that Google so much. We got that one for free. Literally got it for free. So, yeah. I don't mean like we got Spotify or anything and got it free. I mean we got it free. Like, in its box, free, everything. Like, boxed. Not even opened. It was not even opened at all. Never set up, never used. And we got it. Well, my sister got it. But then she gave it to me. And then I got it. And yeah. And every single day it gets unplugged. Because I end up going downstairs or something and wanting music, so I take it down. I've literally, just recently, bought YouTube Music. Just to have me Google Play Music, because it was playing something. What did I want to play? I don't know. What did I don't even know what I wanted to play, but I wanted to play something. And I wouldn't play, so I was like, oh, I'm going to go and buy YouTube Music now. I've had to get 2 terabytes of fucking iCloud storage, because when he asked me about my phone, when I was getting this phone, my brain went like, oh, I need more storage than 64 gigabytes. My brain was like, 64 gigabytes, that sounds nice. It's not like I upgraded from a 32 gigabyte phone. How much? That was 64 gigabytes of phone I had before, wasn't it? I think the iPhone 7 was 32. I'm not sure. But yeah, it was like mad. Why did I get 64 gigabytes? I don't know. My storage is literally right now gone. I'm waiting for it to upload all my photos to iCloud, because I'm literally in the middle of a vlog and I like can't finish it. I was trying to talk about mayonnaise and it cut me off, and I had to delete stuff and then start recording again. Like, literally, it was like weird. I want to get dressed. Should I talk to you while I get dressed? Yeah, I think I should. Because I'll probably end up thinking of a conversation to have that isn't about me getting dressed, you know. Anyways, so just closing the blinds, because people aren't allowed to look at me get dressed, thanks. That's why I love podcasts, but you can't see me. Except for, like, I love when I film podcasts, but this one didn't get filmed. Just like, if this one were getting filmed, I'd literally be editing it, and editing where I get changed out of it. So, yeah. Anyway, or like make it a black screen or whatever. Whereas, I don't know if he's clear me, so I'm like shouting a bit. So, you know, when I'm on the phone, I don't even shout, and my phone goes there, and I'm like here in my wardrobe. But like, yeah, I have a Christmas jumper in here. Should I put a Christmas jumper on? No. I don't want to wear me, what is that, Armani. I'm going to put my Armani on, because I never wear my Armani. And when Sophie rings me, she's going to say, why the fuck are you wearing a jumper without a hood? Because she says, she saw a jumper, she saw a sweatshirt, she said. And she went, where's the hood? What's the difference in this? Well, no, she went, what's the difference between a sweatshirt and a hoodie? And I said, a sweatshirt hasn't got a hood. And she went, what's the point in that? You want one with a hood now? One without? And I was like, excuse me, I have one without a hood. And I never wear it. So, you know, depending on something I don't wear. Right. The reason I don't wear it, right, is a really, really good reason. I know Armani, if anyone from Armani who works on Armani or anything, like, is listening to it. The reason I don't wear it is because when I tie the pants, I can't untie, if I'm dying for a wee, I can't untie them. Like, literally, I have to get scissors to them or something. Or, like, really dig, I haven't got nails, so I can't dig my nails into them. I could dig my bare finger in like, the loop thing to tie the knot and pull it out. You tie them as littlest way. It's the most inconvenient way. But all my other clothes fit me, like, proper. I don't have to really tie anymore, except for these pants that I'm wearing right now, which are jammy pants. I have to tie them. But, yeah, I'm really nervous to get on the way, because, yeah. Where's that random thing on the floor today? I'm already wearing socks. I don't know where when I put these socks on, but I think it was, like, yes. It was yesterday, maybe. Where did I go yesterday? Nowhere. Where did I go the day before? The hospital. There we go. I put them on 2 days ago. It hasn't been 2 days, though, yes. Because it was at night. So, you know, right. Anyway, so, I'm not talking about anything but me getting changed right now. Because, yeah, right. Okay. What can I talk about? Oh, my God, Valentine's Day. I had, like, the best Valentine's guy. That guy's, like, I was ever, everyone in the world who had a Valentine. I had the best. You know why I had, guys? Why do I keep saying guys? What the fuck, why did I just gasp? Why do I keep saying guys? Is guys my new word? I don't know. But anyway, guess who I had as my Valentine? I had my mum. She literally, like, I think guys literally is my word right now. Like, I can't think of anything else that's my word. But, Wait, I feel like you can hear me getting changed. Oh my god, wait, I'm gonna talk really, really loud. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, stop it right now. But anyway, she went out and bought me, like this, I don't know when she went out and bought me all this stuff, right? But she went out and got me a bag of, like, love hearts, like the little round love heart things in the little packets and stuff, which I love love hearts, by the way. Except for the orange ones are horrible. I literally had the orange ones, and I was like, whoa, what's that? I've never tried an orange one before. Like, I bet yes. Are you right now thinking, what orange one? There isn't an orange one? Because that's what I thought as well. When I opened them, I was like, what the hell? Why is there an orange one? Where's this orange one game from? And I tried it. I didn't like it. Because it's like, because they're not. Please. I've tied these pants the most littlest way because I do need a wee. So, I'm going to not tie them fully. And I've been sleeping in Adidas top. Like a t-shirt. And I'm going to keep it on under me jumper. Because it's less work for me to do when I get changed later on, isn't it? So, you know. I don't wear this. I've already said I don't wear this, but like, I don't wear this. I don't like it. I don't like the feeling of it, right? No. Well, I do, it's like really comfy. Oh, the sleeves. I don't like the feel of the sleeves on me right now, so. Oh, yes. Please. Okay. Don't know what I'm meant to do with it. There you go. Oh my god, okay, so it's kind of nice. I kind of like it, but you know. I need a wee. So I'm going to go have a wee now. I'll be right back. I had a wee and stuff, and then the fucking arms off my game. And then I went upstairs and with the parcel, and me and mum rang me and went, mate, get that parcel. I was like, I already have it. I don't know what the hell. And yeah, we have Ring Protect. What's up on the internet? Like, oh, actually, I have a place in it. Because if you have Ring Protect and you get the Ring Alarm, you can use the panic button. But if you don't have Ring Protect, you can't use the panic button. Like, what the hell? Like, on this alarm panel, which we don't have, by the way. I just saw the reviews for it. I actually get one and put it there. Right there. And look, like, right next to the door or something, where the door doesn't. We had an alarm, and it went right next to the door. And I wanted to go off. I was talking to my counsellor about that. I was talking about that alarm thing. And said, I want to take it off. And I might just take it off. Because it's not plugged in or anything. I don't know if it upsets off the alarm still works. Oops, outside. Like, it still flashes, so I don't know if I pull this off, will it still set it off? Let's find out. If it goes off, I have no fucking clue what to do. Because it literally, if I pull it, it'll come off. But behind that, is it grey? Or is it not? We'll never know. Oh wait, it's not grey. Oh. What colour are our walls? Have we got that? Oh, it's been painted grey. If the ADT's grey, then if the alarm panel's grey, then it must have been there before we saying grey. Right. That alarm is still there. Let's plug it in. Shall we? Yeah, we shall. Oh, I might have to unplug the Wi-Fi then. Right, hold on. I'm gonna plug it in. I'll be right back because I'm gonna plug it in and me and my body's just on right now. Is it? Oh, yeah, it is. Hold on. Is it still recording? Yeah. Right, hold on. We're gonna plug it in. Come on. Get off the day, babes. You don't wanna be in there because there's like 10,000 billion spiders in there. Right, Wi-Fi is going off. Right, go get in your bed because you're gonna sure eat it with you. Hey! Hey! Just put Eddie. Oh shit. Pooed myself. I just said beep. Beep, beep, beep. Sync with the mouse. Don't you dare link with the door, because I will actually kill you. It took the one off the door. It's sinking, but I don't think it'll work. Sync with device, please wait. Does that still work? No, it doesn't work. What batteries are you using? Hold on, it's coming on. It's syncing. Oh, the warning signs just went off. I kind of want to unplug it. I'm very worried. But what it's going to do. If it comes on, if the alarm starts going off outside, I need a pin. So, you know what I mean? The thing is, See, that has, it literally has a button on it. This is the best part. I love this, you know. It has a button on it, right? With police and fire. So you press it and it sends police or sends the fire people. And there's two for police. Bit weird. But I want to know, can I take the door off it? Because the door is literally, the door's dead. The kitchen one's gone. What happens is the living room one still there? We're going to check that actually. Is the living room one still there? Yeah, the living room one's still there. And the glass breakers are still there. So, yeah, that's one thing. Stop sniffing me, Armani. I know it smells brand new. Because it is brand new, kind of. Never wore it before, girl. Right, go get in your bed. Go get in your bed. You're sitting with me. Don't want to. Don't like dogs. Oh, the door's not locked, is it? I'm here, pure opening the door. Just gonna lock that. It doesn't know how to sync with the device. I'm gonna turn it off. Move, go get in your bed, because it's gonna bite me. If pure keeps going, to bite me. Go away. Go get in your bed. That's why. Oh, it's still going. Wait, it's still saying sync with device. What the hell? I've turned it off. Don't know if I press buttons. Oh, it lit up. Okay, it's the exit. CPU, low battery. It's ready. Wait, so let me just turn it back on. Oh, it's went off. Oh, it's back up. Device updating. Okay. CPU, low battery, okay. Oh, ADT always there. Oh my God. ADT always there. Should we put the pin in? Front door. Front door is gone. Front door. One way. 01, one way. What the hell? It's okay. Living room, kitchen. Wait, front door, living room. One way. Kitchen. Wait, can I delete the thingy? Is there a delete button? No. Prox keypad. That's that one, isn't it? One way. Enter code, there you go. That's it. The dog's pure getting ready. Where's it beeping? Is it beeping from there? I don't want to take it off because it's linked to that. Sideways. What batteries does this take? We're gonna find those. Oh, that one. What is that? Oh, bloody hell. Right. I feel like now if you put that back up there, it'll, like, charge, like, on the new AZTs. We're gonna put the pin in again. That's a weird sound. Just saying. Anyway. There's buttons, so it's, like, unlock. You're in the house, but it's like locked, and then lock. So if you're out the house, you press lock, and stuff. Information. Front door isn't there. I'm gonna delete. Can I delete front door? We're gonna hold on. I'm just gonna be right back. I'm gonna Google how to delete the front door from it because the front door sensor is gone. So all it'll do is have an alarm. So, you know, yeah, I'll be back now. Wait, okay. So, I'm at the panel, right? And I'm stuck on date and I can't get it off. I don't know how to do it. I'm very confused. Wait, okay, that's the date. If I just leave it off, see something else. I'll do that instead. Fucking hell. Obnoxious. Calm down. Hey. The dog's eating the mat. I don't like this mat. Eat it if you want. Where the hell does this mat actually come from? I just ever here to you one day. Nice. Hey, go in your bed. Go in your bed. I won't let you touch it with her, will you? Remy, I can feel you on my foot. I can feel you putting your mouth on my foot. Move your foot. Hand, leg, mouth. Right, I'm going to turn it off. I'm going to unplug it. Oh my god, the plug's coming off the wall. Oh my god. Maybe it's the most unsafe plug in the world, right? Right, and now I'm plugging that, the Wi-Fi back in. And that'll go off. And I'm going to go put shoes on because I don't know why I'm just going to put shoes on. Because, you know, I'm gonna wear blue shoes because I'm wearing like a blue jacket, like a navy jacket. If you just want to see it, follow the podcast on TikTok, follow Jordan Censored Podcast or whatever it is on TikTok, right? Don't put the it or whatever it is. If you find Jordan Censored Podcast, I think it's Jordan Censored Podcast, I'm not sure. Right, but follow it and I'll put on later about my outfit that I'm wearing. I'll do a fit check. Later on. Just because, why not? But I'm going to try and get dressed every day because why not? I might wear this again tomorrow because it is clean. Unless I get like really dirty or something. Today I might wear it tomorrow because I'm not sure. I kind of like the tracky, but I've never wore it before. Like, I've worn it once maybe. So it still feels like brand new. Like I've never wore it before. I've had it for months. When did I get me? If you've ever saw me green trackie or me blue, me light blue trackie or what else? Me. I swear I got another one, unless other than this one. What other trackie? Me black Nike one. Or me Nike Air one that says Nike Air and like the weird thing. I don't know what my black Nike one is anymore, you know. But if you ever saw them, that's when I got these. Except for I got the Nike one, the two Nike ones, like the black one and the Nike Air one. I got them ones more recently than these ones. I got these the same day I got my blue one. So, yeah. Oh, so them all. I think my green one and my blue one are my fave. Just because, yeah. Even though this one matches my shoes, actually. Oh my god, I kind of like it. It matches me on clothes. Oh, yeah. I got my own clothes on the same day as them, so there you go. Oh my god, I don't live over rent on TikTok, you know. Because I walked into school late with me Zvesty tank coat. Wow, I really say the fit. Ah, I smell dog poo. Hold on, we're gonna walk on. I smell dog poo. Yeah, maybe food. Why does it just smell like that in the kitchen? It smells like dog poo. Unless it's food. Have you pooed somewhere in me? Wait, I can't smell it. Anyway, what was the sign? Oh yeah, I've been around. You can't really see it right now on TikTok because I've been banned. Have I talked about my ban? Yes, I'll talk about my next. Hold on. So, basically, I walked into school with Sylvester and the coat on. And one of the kids in my class said that it was fake. I went, oh, look at this fake Sylvester fan. That coat is real. Where is my coat? It's real. It's like a real Sylvester fan coat. I didn't even know what the brand was. I didn't know if it was like an expensive brand or anything. I just literally got asked him if I wanted the coat and got it. Literally. Paid money for it and stuff. So, you know. And the fair on that's going to be, actually, I have to say. I washed the fair in a sink. Because I wanted to wash the face. And, yeah, so I washed it in the sink and, yeah. No, it's 20 degrees. It's not really, like, as fluffy as it was. And then, what's it called as well? Right, I'll talk about some TikTok right now. I got banned on TikTok for being too young. Quote unquote, too young. I'm 13, literally about to turn 14 in, what, like, 2 months. And I got told that I'm too young for TikTok. I'm not. I'm literally the age to be. Is it an age limit? I feel like there's an age. It's like an age limit, like you're too old for it or something. Is it? No, wait, a limit is like, no? I don't know. I think I'm a, if it's an age, I don't know.
I don't know if it is an age limit. If it's an age limit, I'm above age limit. So I'm literally about to turn like 14 in like 2 months. I can't believe I'm 13. Because I'm quite dumb, but I'm quite smart to be a 13-year-old. And like, I don't act like a 13-year-old. I feel like I see 13-year-olds that are like dead. Well, I am quite weird, but like, that act like dead weird and stuff. Like, I act weird and I act funny and stuff. But I see all like 13-year-olds that are like really weird. Why are you licking the cupboard? What does that cupboard taste like? And why are you not licking the cat's bowls? Your bowl, Remy, your bowl is there. I'm being completely honest, but yeah, your bowl is there. And there, you got one there. Why, what? A straight moves his bowls. But then, yeah. I swear to, when I go upstairs, I can hear people down here. When I come down here, I can hear people up there. What the hell? Is someone just snuck behind you or something? There's like literally no one in my house, right? And I come downstairs, I went upstairs, and I could hear people coming downstairs and at the door and stuff. Like, I could hear a click, I was like, oh, maybe someone's just unlocked the door or something, like thinking that someone was there. It's just me. So why is like, why can I hear people unlocking the door and opening doors and opening stuff and clicking? Here's the thing, two rooms. Well, no, it's a cupboard counts as a room, but then it counts it. So three rooms, I've got the door shut, the living room, the cupboard and the dining room. Well, it's not even the dining room, is it? What is that room? Like the everything room and the office and everything. We have a table in there, like a dining table, right? But my desk chair is in there. My gaming chair, whatever you want to call it, is in there. Because the gaming chair doesn't go in my room. I took it out of my room and I got all this furniture, because for one, I have no desk space in my room where it can go, because my cupboards are dead high up or low down. Like, I have my cupboards high up with my telly on, and then the low down one is my nightstand. What's that song? It goes, All I ever wanted was a one night stand. All I ever wanted was a one night stand. So take me away. I'm gonna need to put that song back on my playlist. That's the thing. YouTube and TikTok and everything needs to stop banning people. Because on YouTube, like, I got banned, I lost all my playlists. I mean, I had like hundreds of songs. I had 300-400 songs in that playlist. How many songs did I have in that playlist? Like 400, wasn't it? Like 400 songs. Or maybe even 500 songs. Right. I know for a fact it went 300, but all them songs, I was in 600, because I know for a fact I was getting close to 1,000, but you're telling me, I didn't even know there was 1,000 songs in the world, but you're telling me, like, I get all my playlists took off and everything, and all my videos that I've worked hard on and stuff, and all my subscribers and everything, the most viral video on that channel got took like that and everything, and when you get banned and stuff, you lose everything, really. Like, now my TikTok's banned, and I'm trying to get the back. I'm going to do the picture thing. Why has the dog just picked up a poo bag? I was choking on it. Remy! Put the poo bag down. Are you okay? Don't have some water. Come here. Come on, Remy. Come on. Have some water. Not just water break day. Have some water. I'm trying to tell that to have some water, because it's going to be safe, or something. Anyway, get down. No one's ever taught you to jump up, except for me. But, you know. It just jumped on me. But, yeah. So, what was I talking about? Yeah, so you lose everything. And then you have to, like, work again to get all your stuff back. Like, all your followers, all your videos, all your things. Like, all that stuff. I do have some of my TikTok videos, but they're, like, old and stuff, so I'm not going to put them on. And it's just weird, because, like, why, if, like, instead of banning them, why don't you give us, like, a warning? Like, if you think I'm under the age of 13, instead of banning me, ask me. Say, how old are you? And, like, ask me for ID or something.
even though my ID wouldn't even help because my ID, my passport has run out. And it's a really old picture of me. Like, you know, ask me, like, say, are you, how old are you? You know, people are reporting you, being underage, or we think you're underage. How old are you? And, like, I'm putting my age, and you're like, okay. Or, like, take a picture of your mum with your day's birth, or, like, then ask me to do this stuff, because then, like, right now, I have to get a piece of paper with my day's birth on. I have to write TikTok proof of age, my day's birth, and then a code. This code is used for me, right? And then take a picture of me and mum holding this piece of paper. Me and my mum holding this piece of paper, looking at the camera, like, looking directly at the camera, and then it has to be, like, a 4K, like, I'm literally going to be taking a 4K image, because my camera on my phone does 4K. I'll be taking a 4K image with 60fps, all this stuff, just so that I can get my TikTok come back. Which I find really, oh, no, wait, when you go on TikTok, do you take the picture on TikTok or something? And I was like, I'm looking at my face, sucker, all the way through TikTok, and I was like, it's only computers. Computers looking at it, scan my face, and scan your face, and then scan the piece of paper. And people say I look like my mum, so hopefully TikTok thinks the same. Because then he won't be like, oh, you're not actually related to each other, or whatever. I'm gonna make a chicken wrap. Alright, you can help me. You just can help me, as if you're gonna just come through the screen. Let go of the fucking... No. Bah. I'm gonna make a chicken wrap. I love chicken wraps. Remy, I know, I've just watched your speed in the angel so you can have that rug. Oh, fucking hell, I thought, what the hell, that chair's just been really close to me then. All I ever wanted was a one night stand. Forever every moment of this. Remy, put the rug down and go and get in your bed. What did it land on? I think it landed. It didn't land on its back, did it? No, it landed on its front. But I have a really bad screw, guys. Just saying. Like, if you want to get the 180, if you want to get the, like, 180 ones, get an expensive one. I got, like, a cheap one. Well, like, not cheap. It was, like, what, £10 or something? Like, £5 or something? And it cracked. I didn't even drop my phone. Like, you don't have to drop your phone. It just breaks on you. So... I'd recommend getting an expensive one, and I'd recommend getting a 2-pack and putting it to the strength test or whatever. Like, try and break it in your hand and see if it breaks. Or whatever. Or, like, do something where, like... Or, like, after you put it on... after you put it on, back again. Or something. I don't know. But... Yeah. It's best... Why are they stale? What the hell? Who's left them open? What the hell? It's the one time I want something. A chicken wrap. Left open. I'm gonna put these in this fridge because I will use these a lot. How long are you going for? Fan 180. That's the wrong one already. Shit. Yeah, I'm gonna turn it off and just turn it on again. B2. Nope. 2B 180 for how long? 18 to 20 minutes. We'll do 18 because they were did it done before 18 anyway, so start. Jimmy, does my mate run behind me because you don't get a frozen chicken? Like, there's no chance if you get a frozen chicken. Why are you living for freeze? What the hell? Where's the fucking drink? Freeze. Anyway, I reckon we redo the kitchen, yeah. Like, we've got it painted. I don't mean, like, take all the cupboards out, I mean, like, get the fridge and freezer in a cupboard. Like, just, I don't know. Or move the fridge and freezer. What? Go get in your bed. Apparently you're supposed to say bad, not naughty, then. Or something like not no, or something shop bad. Maybe I'll try that. Maybe I'll teach you bad instead of no. I don't know. Wait, I need to go. If can will this still record? If I go, oh my god, it's still recording. Oh my god, didn't want to do that. Wait, I'm gonna Google how to make tortillas not stale. See, we could have frozen them. Oh, no, no. Wrap tortillas in damp paper towel and microwave for 60 seconds.
What? If I put that on something damp, it won't be set. I've just broken it. It's fine. What if I don't damp it? I could just break off the part that's stale. Wait, no, because that's like half the wrap. What is it? Oven in? Not oven in it. For 20 minutes. Not if you put a wet paper towel in a full microwave, it'll fucking stick to it. I could make this all the way. I have freezer fire. Where's it before? Remy! Is there one that's not stale, isn't it? Or not as stale? We'll try this one instead. This one isn't as stale. I don't know whose idea it was to leave the wrap for the little thing to open. Like, they're literally halfway with the open. Where did I just put that? Oh. I'll hand fry for 15 seconds as well.
Yeah, sorry.
Ah! I'm
gonna break it all like because I've just dropped the fucking stuff.
Break it off.
Forget the pan. If this doesn't work, it says pan fry for 15 seconds. I don't know if that's meant to put that up to the like, you know. Yeah, I need to open this one up as well, so. Wait, you ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 16, 14, 15. That was actually not me actually making a joke, you know, that was me actually being serious. I don't want to count. We got 1, 2, 3, I flipped it by the way. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. One, I put it again. 2. I don't think it's the second bit of being not stale. Do you think I'd put that on the back? Let's see. It doesn't say anything about it being like stale. That's not my way, done with it, we fucking, what's it called? Transgender or something? Why, what's flickering? The lights in here, I thought my eye was going, it is going. My eye's gone. Oh, are ya? Hello, hello. Yeah. I'll put these in the... Shit. Just drop the thingy. It feels warm like that. Oh, I get it. It's on the fucking warm and cold or something.
Isn't that what a hot plate's for? Well, I like that. I'm not putting warm on cold. Right, now it's time to check the fucking chicken. I need that thing that I've been using for the chickens. I'm gonna use it for the chickens. I made 3 chicken strips, by the way. I could make a fucking cooking podcast. Let me know. Should I make a little cooking segment to make in every podcast that I do? Because I eat every day, so it's not like it's going to be hard for me. Because I cook a lot. And I'll probably end up having something else later because I am quite hungry. Because guess who woke up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? And it's 4. Been up for 2 hours. And I'm going to go on the phone to Sophie soon, so that makes me feel better about the fact that I haven't saw that woke up to 1 in the afternoon. Yeah. So, yeah. I can't wait until she sees that I'm not wearing a hoodie. She'll be like, what the fuck? Remy, where'd you go? If you dig through that way, the door's not going to just open, like, magically just disappear, you know? Walk around it, don't dig through it. No. You're supposed to have common sense, you're a fucking dog. The dog's not common sense.
Well, mine doesn't.
I'm gonna put lettuce on this. I'm gonna get a resi for the chicken. Put lettuce on it. Except for, I'm not gonna put the mayo on until the chicken goes on. So, I'm using everything from Amazon, but except for the sauce, I'll save my food. Wait, so what you want to do if you're following along is you want to get some lettuce, right? Depends what you're putting on. I'm putting on lettuce and mayonnaise because I fucking love lettuce and mayonnaise, right? You're going to want to sprinkle on some lettuce, right? As much as you want if you're doing lettuce, right? As much as you want is that, right? My lettuce is right west, I don't know why. But you know why. But right, anyway. Sprinkle as much as you want on it, right? And then put the lettuce away. Think of what you want to put on it next. So, for me, not. So, don't do your sauces, right? Don't do your sauces until the chicken's on, because then you can cover your chicken in sauce, really, and no one can judge you. So, I feel like I should have made the whole wrap. Anyway, it's getting cold now. Right, anyway. First chicken. Apparently it's got 9 minutes on it, but the chicken is white. Just need to make sure it's not frozen. Like, the chicken right now is white. Can I slice it? I'll just cut it in half, please. Hold on. I'll just cut one in half. It's still a little tiny bit pink. I'm gonna cut them all into half actually because I feel like it'll just help them cool. So if you're cutting your chicken, make sure you cut it in half. And also then you get like more chicken in your burger. I've got chicken burgers. We should look for that. Because I have been wanting a chicken burger for ages and we have the wraps, they're in the freezer. Not the wraps, we have the buns because they're in the freezer. But the question is, do we have chicken burgers? Because I love chicken burgers so much. Remy, stop licking me. It's like licking, like it's not even licking my face or anything, it's licking like this logo on my pants. Oh yeah, my mum just texted me and said to put the dog on. I need to do that because it's just weird, hasn't it? So, you know, you have to shut the face on. Right. Hold on. There's a day chips and pizzas and what's that?
What are you? Are you okay? What are you? Chicken skewers up there.
Wait, sausages. Baby buns. Got this freezer too small, actually, if you think about it. Oh wait, this one isn't. This drawer's a bit big. Might make him think you're later. An apple pie, because we have an apple pie in here. Oh, we do have chicken bagels, I've just saw them. They're under the apple pie. So I need someone to remind me of that. Remy, come on. I need to go show it, it's weird. Shut up. Right. So, I'll be back, come here. What's this?
you ever forget what you've done.
Don't lick me. Update.
So when it's good, I'm going to tell you, sorry, listen, I normally get like 76 people to talk to me on the trail. Hold on, let me shut this door. Yeah, I'm going to go. Right, so when it's naughty and it wheezes, it goes out, no one goes out with it and the door gets shut. When we're just going out to see if it needs a wee, people go with it and we play with it outside and stuff.
Yeah, so it's not always outside the robot and the door gets shut. It's just a car come back into the house all the time. So like say it wheezes inside. No one goes out with it, and if it's not that back in, so it does something outside, like have a wee or a pool, unless it's out and it's freezing, which it kind of is cold today, then it comes back in.
Right, hello, you're white. I mean, the insides, by the way, because you're gonna be pink. You're done. I just dropped it on the floor, so I caught it. What about you? What are you? Are you done? Yeah. Get on there. I need to make it easier for myself to see if I'm done. You're done too. I think I might put more lettuce on here. I'm not sure. You're done. And you're done. Why do you like that? Why do you like flaky? Anyway. Oh, don't you stop that again.
We're gonna put a little tiny bit more lettuce on.
This lettuce is off, isn't it?
Yeah.
You might not get to the information, so. Should be okay.
Mayonnaise.
If it doesn't go all over me. Because it's on that yesterday I had mayonnaise, right? And I got the open one. I thought it was closed one. Is this closed one? I don't know what I've done. I think I shook it or something. And it was open. And. No, I squeezed it. I had it looking up at me. And I squeezed it to see if it was the open one. And it jumped off and went on my top. The mayonnaise got a little bit too excited and went all over my top. So, yeah. Right. There you go, I'm drenched. I'm like putting a lot of mayo on it because I love mayo and the chicken needs to taste the mayo, and it helps if you don't like the it helps if you don't like the chicken. Like if you use chicken that you don't like say if you don't like the Elsa chicken, then you use that you use a lot of sauce and it won't taste like it. Right, anyway, if the wrap went stale, it'll look so much nicer, but. You know, I've got to work with it, so, yeah. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna do this and I'll talk to you after I'm done. Sorry, mate. I've just been recording this for segments and I'm sorry doing that because my alarm went off. Right. So basically, I was just making clothing for Liverpool. Not the football club. Not, I don't like football. The only team I support for football is Harewood Town because my friend, Sophie, plays for that team. And I went to watch them and they were actually quite good, so... I bet you my idea good means absolutely shite. Because I don't watch football, I didn't support football. But yeah, I went to go watch her practice and stuff. Anyway, back to what I was actually getting onto, right? And for a crew neck, literally, I've literally been doing this, and the cheapest I can make is for you to buy it is £40. And that's like, oh, I want £40. Out of that, I get £4. Just like, out of all the clothes, and I get £4 for each piece. It's not like I don't get all the money back. I get £4 for each piece that people buy. So, it's not like I'm getting all this money. Like, I'm getting £40 in my bank. I'd love to have the £40 in my bank. Because, you know, who doesn't want £40 in the bank? But, I do not get £40 in my bank. I get £4, which is perfectly fine. I'm not complaining about that, But I feel like people come up to me and go like, oh, your clothes, everyone says merch. It's not merch, it's clothing. It's a clothing brand. I would never, if I had merch, it'd be something I've said. Like, what do I say a lot? Guys and literally, like, that's what my new words are. Guys and literally. So it'd be like, guys, I literally just wet myself or something. No, I don't know. Yeah, people come to me and go, oh, your merch, which isn't merch, it's clothing, is that expensive? And I'm like, I know. Like, I understand it's expensive. But I don't really separate us that much. I literally, all I can do is make it a bit lower. Like, the default price for that was like £45. And I could get down to 40. I can't go any lower than that. If I put a sale on, that's the lowest I can go. So if I sold that for 50 quid in the sale on, I can only go down to 40. That's why the Christmas crew neck is only going down. The sale on my Christmas stuff. Well, at least the Christmas crew neck. I'm obsessed with their Christmas crew neck, by the way. But that price has gone down by a little bit. Because, yeah. Because I can't access the downloads. I'm just literally just grabbing my laptop. I've just pure moved my phone because my phone's plugged into it. But I'm uploading a video as we speak. So. Alright. I thought that was going to say I'm banned. That's all I expect now from everything, you know, is banned. But yeah, if you can't buy it or anything like that, which I really don't mind if you can't buy it or anything. I really don't care if people buy it or not, really. But if you can buy it, then it's really appreciated. I love it. Then I really appreciate it. I do love going through and, like, seeing all the stuff that people bought. I don't even go on the website, by the way. Before people come up to me in school and say, let me think. How much have you sold? Like, how much money have you got off it and all that? I don't go on the website enough to tell you, like, at all. If I go on that, I don't check. So if you want to know, there's no point asking me. And also I find that rude to people ask me, you know, because if you were doing all this stuff, I wouldn't come up to you and say, yeah, how much are you making off it, like, at all. So I feel like you should be the same, like, you should, you know, be the same to me and just, you know, not ask me how much money I'm making off it. Because I really find that really rude. Because, you know, I don't like, yeah, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm just going to go on a big rant about it. But I don't come to you, so you should ask you how much money you get for whatever you do. So I feel like you shouldn't come up to me. Because, yeah, so, does that make any sense? No. But, you know, we can pretend. But, yeah, you know, like, I feel like we just need to, you know, calm down a bit on the questions about that stuff. Because it's just really weird that people ask me. Right, so I'm just trying to type with one hand. Throw back to my 2021 vlog. I don't know if it's supposed to down as Vlogmas, because it was Vlogmas, kind of, wasn't it? Vlogmas. I should put Vlogmas 2021. There you go. I put Vlogmas 2021. So it's going to be called, so we're back to my 2021 vlog, and then it's going to have a little line thing, I don't know what they're called, and it's going to say Vlogmas 2021, and then it's going to have another line thing, and it's going to say Jordan. I mean, load this. I don't know, I need to just put this up a sec. Right, so the description will be, enjoy this vlog from 2021. And then I'm going to put, add me on social media. This is literally behind the scenes and me putting things up. So, with her, Jordan Zamola. Yeah, I was with her, guys. Guys, the whole life just comes up there. I was with her, believe it or not. Instagram, Jordan, MBH123. What comes after Instagram? Normally TikTok, but I'm going to put it on it. Currently banned. And Snapchat. J.Murphy's H. Yes, I use my main like Snapchat for this as well, because I can't bother switching between two different Snapchat accounts. What comes after Snapchat normally? None. I would put Be Real, but I don't use Be Real. So. Under TikTok, actually, I'm gonna put secondary TikTok, and then put my TikTok name right now, which is Jordan Uncensored Podcast. Is okay, and then. Why is CapCut saying that I've got insufficient disk space? I'm gonna check that right now, because I know I have games and stuff. You can buy a little thing, can't you? What's it called? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got, my space is a bit full. That's not my fault. That's not my fault. No, that's not funny. But that's not my fault, though. Because... what's a KB? Is that smaller than a gigabyte or bigger? Is there any things I need? Like me... actually, I don't need two launcher, do I? I'll delete Minecraft and stuff, because I can just download that whenever I want. My timer keeps going off, so I'm off the heat on, but it's already off. Sophie Knight's texting me. Hold on, I will be just 2 minutes, Sophie. I'm just in the middle of this one. I'm sweating. Like, I am sweating. I can feel the sweat coming off me. Why am I sweating? Oh, no, I went a bit slow, didn't I? I made me watch. Because my message has already come through. Right, I'm gonna go and sort if you want, and I'll talk to you a bit later. I've just thought it's really funny. I found this really weird. I don't know. I just texted Sophie and then threw me phone. No, I texted that and then pure threw me phone to the side of the room. And I just texted that, like literally like smallest thing, and threw me phone. Oh, that's, I find that really, 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 really funny. Oh my god, I just squealed. Oh my god, am I okay? Do you reckon I can put SD cards in this laptop? No, I can't. That's really funny, I really love that. stop it. It's not funny. Now the way I just like pure text her and then throw me phone across the room, it's really funny. Well, I didn't throw it across the room before people start. I threw it next to me. Oh my god, that video didn't go up, the cooking me at midnight. That's a bit weird, but yeah, anyway, I'm gonna go and I'll see you later. Bye bye. So, if you guys know, I want to do acting, I want to get into acting and everything. I've just got an email saying that there's an audition call that people want me to be a part of for some reason. I always get these emails. I don't know, have a clue what show it's for or whatever. But it's like, do this Zoom thing and you'll get into all these roles and stuff. So, I've actually still do it. Because the professionals that have been doing that have been into iCarly, Spider-Man, Nowhere. Way Home, all that stuff. So I want to get into all that stuff. Like, not obviously not iCarly and Spider-Man and No Way Home, because I want to get into that. Because iCarly, for one, I don't think they're filming yet. And Spider-Man No Way Home already happened. So, one thing that I learned from this from the Colleen Ballinger podcast with Eric, obviously, this speech. So, on the Relax podcast, Colleen Ballinger said one of the people that worked on Hayes' back off with them, this is how they would read scripts. So it'd be bullshit, 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 my line. Bullshit, 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 my line. Bullshit, 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 my line. Etc, etc, etc. So that's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm probably gonna do as well. It's bullshit. My mum just called me. But, so I feel like every actor does that. Like, bullshit, 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 my line, stuff. Well, I don't think they'll say bullshit, bullshit, and all that. I think they'll say, not my line, not my line, oh, my line. Because what you get taught as an actor, which this is what Eric Stockland said, is don't read the other lines, read your line. If you want to be the context, read the line before it and read the line before it and read what's happening in the scene and stuff. Don't read everyone's line because you'll end up getting someone else's line in your head. And then when you have to read it out eventually, it'll go in the blooper reel like you've read out someone else's line instead of yours. So you have to, like, pure read it. And I feel like, when on scripts, it's the character name, isn't it? It's not your name, is it? So you have to pure, like, read it and see what you have to remember what your character's name is and be like, oh, that's my character, that's my character, that's my character. I feel like I'd end up circling my line or, like, circling my character or something so I can remember. Because when you audition, you can audition for one person, but you can be given a different person. Is that, like, does that make sense? Like, when you I could audition. So when Colleen Ballinger auditioned for Sense Our World, she was auditioned for a different role, but then she was recalled and given the role of Crandy. And she and some of the birds, if you watch it, and the birds fly that, she's got, like, a few roles in that. She's not just Crandy, she's, like, the birds and stuff. She makes those noises of the birds and stuff, so, yeah. Anyway, I want to talk about something, but I'm going to talk about it in a different segment because it's going to be completely weird if I talk about it now. So, as we know, I think I just put this in the last podcast episode, there is the Darman process. Darman is, if you watch Darman's YouTube, which I went on to, I think he's fired some of his editors as well. And to be able to make the thumbnails, because those thumbnails have changed so much since the protests. Like, they used to be all nice and stuff, and now it's, like, one person making a really weird, it's like a mugshot. Like, if you're in the UK and you do muggies, it's like that. But yeah, that's, so, basically, in the Darman protests, recently he posted a video and it was two of these actors. It was two different actors showing their experience, and you're like, oh, I love Darman and all that. And I feel like they're getting paid to say that. Because, for one, I think they're either getting paid to say it, or they agree, or they're getting paid more or something than all the other actors that aren't getting paid what they should be getting paid and all that. Because, you know, like, and it's weird because he's a multi-millionaire. Why isn't he paying everyone what he should be paid and stuff? Because that's just weird. And then, what else was I going to say? What was the other thing I had to say? Oh, yeah. I saw on TikTok, all these actors come and sit around him. I feel like they're getting paid to do that. Because, let's be honest, if I was working with Darman, right, because I do act, I love acting, I love doing acting and stuff. Say if I was working with a Darman, and he wanted me to do that, and he was like, it does a process, and I agreed in the process and all that, but I didn't go and do the process and leave Darman and get silently fired or anything. I wouldn't even do the TikTok. I'd be like, well, I don't know. I'd be like, if someone asked me to do the TikTok, I'd be like, I'm going to say I was on this one. I don't think I should do it, you know. Because I kind of agree on what the actors are all doing, like, all that stuff. I agree with what the actors are saying, but I also don't want to lose my job. because, like, I'd love doing the doorman job if I was getting paid the right amount. Like, that's the thing. I have to be getting paid the right amount. If I'm not getting paid the right amount, I'm leaving. And there's also, if I was getting treated badly in production, I wouldn't leave whilst they were filming it, because I want to be, I'd be, if I'm like, I would really want to have the role and stuff. I would, if I was asked to be on a podcast and I got asked how I was treated on set, that's when I'd say, like, and you know, I wouldn't treat that well. And all that, so. Like, if I was treated badly and I got put in an interview after the thing going out, I'd be like, and someone's, like, I would be like, if someone said to me, how was you treated on the set of blah, 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 like this show, I'd be like, and I was treated badly, I'd be like, you know, I wouldn't treat it the best. And I'd say, like, what happened? Say, like, let's see. Say I wouldn't get paid the right amount. I'd say, you know, do you pay everyone else more than me? Like, say if I was, like, the main character or something in the film, and I was getting paid less than, like, the side actors, I'd be like, I'm the main character, I'm in every single shot, and the people on the side were getting paid more than me, and, like, there's actors in the background, the people that aren't even doing anything other than talking in the back, were getting paid more than me. I'd be like, that's when I'd be like, you know, anyway. Like, it's not even about the money. Like, obviously. But, like, when you're that old and stuff, it's like your income, isn't it? Like, you get paid for it and you want to go and... you, like, when you're an actor, like, when you're an active actor, you're always looking for, like, things that you can do, aren't you? Because you want to be paid for stuff and you want to make sure you have enough money for all the stuff that you want in life. Like, when you become, like, an actor... say if I was an actor and I got married to an actor, then... like rich there, but yeah, I've already chosen the options. Oh my god, don't I hear them? So it's act, I'm doing drama and business. I chose two options, I think it's only two options, but I chose two options, and then I have the fallback options, which I haven't done yet because I don't want to do them. I don't know if I should fill them up because I don't have a clue what I want to do other than acting and business. So if I get denied for them two things, I'd just say I don't have any fallback options yet, so if I get denied for these, then I'll go through the list of options and choose something else. So I don't have to have, like, all these fallback options, because, but if I get to it and I don't want to do the fallback options, and, like, only one fallback option wanted me, or something, but I already know I'm going to get accepted for drama, I don't have a clue about business. I'll ask my form teacher, he's the head of business. I'll just say, do you reckon I'll get accepted if I do business? For doing business? And because he does it. So I reckon he'll say yeah. And I'll say, do you reckon Sophie Nightwell as well? Because me and Sophie want to do interior design and stuff. So yeah, we want to do business so we can, like, do an interior design business. So we can look into it and everything. Anyway, I have to go because I have to start walking up to my grandma's with the dog. So, I thought I pooed myself then. I almost shat myself. I turned around and the cat moved. And I forgot the cat was even in my room. Hi, Milo. You just scared the shit out of me. Anyway, I'm gonna go. Have I ripped off any skin off my lip today? Yeah, I have. And don't stop me. I want to eat them blue lollipops. but, yeah, basically I rip off all my skin off my lips and everything. It's, I reckon I have... I forgot what I was talking about, but... I've just checked how long this podcast is, and we're running out of time, so I'm gonna go, and I might speak to you a bit later. I'm not sure, because I might upload it now, I'm not sure. So, I have to go. Love yous, and I'll see yous later.